Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 16.
All right, here we go.
Good Sean, to be here. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Good. I'm also good.
Feeling good.
Yeah. You know? Full day. Got my laundry and my groceries today.
It's a productive day.
Yeah, it's like my house is full right now of stuff.
It's what's upsetting about doing laundry and groceries is that you have this full sense of productivity. You're like, oh, I accomplished something. You probably can cross it off a list of some sort, but it's just this never ending stuff, and you really didn't do anything.
Right.
You're gonna have to do it again next week.
Right.
You didn't. Or, you know, your life is no further along, but you're satisfied now, and so you'll end up doing nothing else today, and you'll just be that much closer to the day you die.
It's a good outlook. It's a great outlook, actually.
You know, so I think that's why I don't do laundry.
Oh, that's it. That's the thing. I was wondering if it was like something about you, and I was like, yeah, I'm always trying to describe to Sean or to other people, what is Sean like? And I'm like, there is this one quality.
That's why all my clothes have patches on them.
Yeah, you do have a lot of patches, a lot of rags.
Makeshift burlap, sort of accessories.
You've been wearing burlap sock shoes for about as long as I've known you.
Which
is bizarre. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, I know. But I don't spend money on it.
Right, it's patently you at this point.
It's very me. I'm not doing the hipster thing. I'm definitely not. I'm not doing the preppy thing.
Right, or the dressed thing. Mm. Like most people, are professional thing, mature
right,
thing.
Right.
Most people consider you to look homeless.
Yeah.
Although there's actually you're at a different echelon of homelessness.
But I have good things. I have like a nice watch.
Yeah, that's very strange.
That's how I afford my lifestyle.
Yeah, I remember I saw you on the street the other day wearing burlap socks, no pants, and a shirt that said "Kiss me, I'm Irish," but you were carrying a MacBook Pro.
Yeah,
which is very bizarre.
And I usually have one woman in each arm.
Yeah,
because
they
appreciate how I spend money.
Seemingly, they do. I
can buy my women jewelry and all sorts of nice things and limo rides, but consequently, my wardrobe suffers.
Yeah. I think it's a fair trade-off, to be perfectly honest. I've considered it several times. I just don't know if I can pull off the no pants thing.
I mean, in all fairness to me, though, there's pants. Maybe not to you. Pants in a strict, according to Hoyle kind of way, but to me, I call them pants.
Yeah, that's a problem with terminology because the free world, the West, the East, all of them, we don't consider those pants.
What would you call this?
I would call those. Well, I think that technically, I guess they are pants because they're hot pants.
Right.
But the word pant in there is almost an insult reference.
Agree to disagree then.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't really have a choice. You're always going to show up like this.
I'm just going to move closer.
Yeah, no matter how many times I ask you to, dress appropriately, you always show up like this. So.
But I don't smell bad.
And I do appreciate the tie this week. That is...
I found it.
Yeah, I can tell. It's pretty dirty looking.
Hobo Jones.
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 The hobo cure for the common cold is one spoonful of Tabasco sauce, one spoonful of lemon juice, and two cans of turpentine. I once wore a banana peel as a hat for a whole year before I realized it was a banana peel instead of a hat. Hickory sticks!
Hobo Jones!
Hobo Jones!
Hobo Jones!
Hobo Jones!
Hobo Jones!
There's a really busy, deli / cafe.
Okay.
And I tend to go there for lunch on a regular basis. It's really convenient. I just run across the street, run back across the street, and I'm done. And they have this thing where they have like samples of the food out, like certain things. Burritos and they're like doll versions, They're versions of the food.
Mini baked potato.
Well, they're full size. I say doll in the sense that they're not edible. Like they've been coated with plastic.
So it's not like you're sampling them like to
eat. No. I mean like it's visual.
Make samples. Right, so you can point.
Right, exactly. But the awkward thing about it, and what has bothered me since the beginning of going there, is that every single one of them says sample only. It has a little stick sign. It says sample only, not for sale.
Sure.
Now, I understand that we live in a litigation-filled society.
Right.
And they want to make sure it's very clear what the rules are and aren't about eating certain things in this cafe. You know, like, they're making it very clear these are not for sale. But I think that the reason they're there is that there must be one or two people they imagine that exist that would come into this place and go, I want that.
Right.
That potato right there. That's already done. That looks like it's about a year and a half old. Clearly not warm.
Right.
Looks like it's plastic.
Bag it up. Let's
go. I'll take that one. What is that? That's supposed to be like shrimp tacos.
Shrimp tacos?
I'll take them. Yeah. Why would anyone order the idea? And every single one of them is meticulously labeled, not for sale, sample
right.
only, not for sale.
There must be someone at one point must have tried to eat one.
Right. Just reached over the little glass partition, right. grabbed one of the plastic burritos, started chomping.
Because they're probably, you know, you could probably get it down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could choke it down if you really wanted to. Maybe they're worried about quality of taste. Like, they don't want right. someone eating that and then going, this tastes like garbage.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat here again.
Right. Mm. There was a tradition in the, I don't think, maybe it's the restaurants I go to now versus before, but I feel like there was a time when you went out to eat, then they were like, would you like dessert? And you'd say yes. They'd bring out a platter of desserts.
Right, the dessert cart.
That had and there were all these, like, fake, like, glazed versions of the real desserts.
Right.
And ultimately, they would end up looking similarly, and then, but I always wondered, did they cook them every day and then like they glazed them? Or
yeah,
were they made of plastic?
I don't know how that glazing thing works. There's a really great tea place that we go to that in the window they have like a glass case that has all of their teas. They're like plasticified. I don't know how they do that.
Man.
It's you imagine if that was a process that you could just do at any time to anything.
Just plasticize
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like if you're petting your dog and you're like, wow, you know, Fluffy, I want to have you for life. And you just
right.
plasticize them?
Yeah, that would be I would wait till it was dead.
Oh.
But
oh, yeah.
I think it's a spray. It's like a lacquer.
Like a shellac.
Yeah, just go psh, 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 and then you just kind of like and then it's there. It's
so
done.
That is real food?
Yeah, I think it's real food and then they just kind of shellac it.
Now, is the inside just rotting to pieces?
Right.
So it's like this tiny facade of plastic and if you
right.
just cut it in half, inside would be just maggots and
right, there's
just
the maggots got in there.
Maybe that's why it says that.
Yeah,
because they know
this.
You could choke it down, but as soon as you bit into it maggots would
die
pour
instantly.
Out. Yeah, and then there would be a whole health code violation. They'd have to shellac you.
Yeah.
Like to keep the maggots from getting out of you. Yeah. Just
come out.
People are frozen in the background.
Right. It would be a mess. It would be a horrible mess. Then people would keep walking into the restaurant and be like, no.
Yeah,
like,
it's just endless.
Yeah.
I'll eat that guy. I'll eat this guy. Yeah, I guess I never really thought of all of
those
things.
That's like a superhero villain. It would be like a shellacker.
That's not good.
No.
That is not good.
It's a very boring comic book.
Yeah, you're just constantly freezing small things.
Edible food.
Edible foods, very small animals that have already died.
Right.
What's the superhero going to do? Okay, keep shellacking, whatever.
Yeah, there would be no superhero.
Yeah, I'm going to rob this bank with my burger.
Maybe he's a gourmet. So the superhero is like, he's really into food.
Oh,
so he's
insulted by...
Right, so this villain would come in and shellac delicious food.
Oh.
And the gourmet superhero is like, no, I want to eat that.
Yeah, my pie.
Stakes low in this comic book.
Yeah, intensely low.
Yeah.
But it could yield a whole new generation of low stakes, low interest comic book readers.
Right,
know?
Just real casual, just pick it up, you know, read an issue.
No large arcs or interesting things happen. You basically just flip through it and
yeah,
go, okay.
But it'll make your life seem interesting.
Right.
Because I think we're just got, you know, we, more and more in society, we're just obsessed with getting really passionate about things that don't matter.
Right.
So why not just let's go for it?
Yeah, we'd just go all the way, the shellacker.
Super gourmet
and
the shellacker.
I think there's a lack of unique comic book characters these days, so I think that that's a, you know, it's a good start for a whole new thing.
Right. All right, here's one.
Mm.
The Panhandler.
The Panhandler.
Yeah, he just goes around begging for change.
Sweet.
you know, slowly draining society of its money.
Right. Who's the?
and then you know, so then you get like Batman or whatever, and he comes and he just beats the living crap out of the Panhandler.
Yeah, Panhandlers are annoying.
And you know. And be like, this is why there are shelters, you know, and like just being like, you know,
tying them up and,
you know, like stop draining the society, capitalist society of its money. You
does
know?
He take the money back and give it to the people who donated it or?
No.
No. So does he pocket it? Because he's a wealthy guy already.
Ooh, Batman?
Yeah. I imagine he's the kind of guy who pockets cash on the side.
I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Right. Yeah, not leave it for the Panhandler. Yeah.
You know, he's the, yeah, so you know.
Okay. How about this one? The Peddler.
Okay.
Yeah, so he just sells stuff.
sell stuff.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, Batman.
Like, good stuff? Or?
No, just junk.
Junk.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Batman, you want to buy this George Foreman grill? And Batman's like, no. He's like, come on. Come on. $3. What do you say?
So.
Yeah, sometimes he has cats, kittens. You don't know where they came from. It's like, come on, come on.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Buy it.
Yeah, it's like $10. $10 for a kitten. Where are you
getting
kitten?
Is it all this used kind of junk, maybe?
Yeah. It's just most of it's garage sale stuff.
And then what does Batman do?
He's like, no, I don't want to buy it.
Okay.
But the guy just follows him around.
So it's kind of annoying.
Yeah, he just follows Batman around going like, hey, you want to buy this? And, you know, he's just holding garbage all the time.
Right. Batman's just kind of annoyed by it.
Right. How about this lamp? It doesn't work. You want it? And Batman's like, get away from me. And eventually Batman, I'm sure, would murder him just out of rage.
Right.
Yeah.
Eventually he would try to sell him something that triggered memories of his parents being
killed.
Right.
Like
here's a pearl necklace.
Yeah, how about this pistol?
Pistol, yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson movie. No! Suddenly Batman has a gun.
Yeah, he just takes the pistol from him, immediately shoots him.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the peddler.
Hobo Jones. My dog's name is Peg Leg. It's a misnomer. His legs are fine. I got me a wicked case of the itching feet.
Hobo Jones.
So, I bought this thing, this egg, the other day.
Okay.
All right, so it's an egg. It's a chocolate egg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it has a toy inside.
Oh, yeah.
You know those, right?
Yeah, chocolate eggs.
What are they called? I don't know how to say it. The Kinder?
Yeah, Kinder.
Kinder eggs. Yeah. So I was lured in by the toy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I buy this egg. And it feels pretty solid and heavy.
Right,
you know, right off the bat. And the first weird thing is that there's very little chocolate involved.
Oh, yeah. It's a very small amount.
Right, because they've got to use most of the space to fit the toy in.
Right.
So you get a little taste of chocolate, which, you know me, I love chocolate.
Right.
So that was a disappointment. So then it took forever to open this capsule inside.
Yeah, it's
which
tightly closed.
I was sort of questioning the sanitariness of this toy being inside of food.
Yeah, imagine what else it's been inside of
food. Right. Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm saying
point.
Imagine.
I mean,
yeah,
I am. I will later. Mm-hmm. Later I'll imagine all the possibilities. I just did one right now. But anyway, I'm looking at this toy, and I finally get it open. And it's the most incomprehensible toy I've ever seen in my life. It's, first, it looks like, we'll have to put a picture up on the podcast or something. But it looks like a dog crossed with an elephant.
Okay.
I have it in my pocket here. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
So it looks like a dog crossed with an elephant. And then it also is translucent. Okay.
Oh, what the hell is that?
And now it also has a 7 written on its belly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a dice in its inside
Wait,
of it.
Why
of
does it.
It
have that?
Right. There's like so many things. So there's a dice inside of it. You can rattle it. You can hear it. And then there's a 7 on it. And it looks like no animal that exists. And I'm meant to be happy about this.
Yeah, it does. It looks slightly like one of those pink elephants in the Dumbo movie, the way its face is drawn.
Yeah, but it's clear.
Yeah,
and it has a 7 on it. And it's worth mentioning that these are from Russia, I believe, or Poland or something.
Somewhere around there. Yeah, I mean, Katya,
there were some backwards R's on the label. So, yeah, you should ask your girlfriend who's from
Russia.
Yeah,
we tend to get Kinder eggs a lot, actually. And I've never seen. I mean, they have some weird.
That's
things,
disturbingly.
That's bizarre.
Inappropriate. I don't even know what that.
What does the 7 mean?
I don't know.
That's really. It's almost like it's foretelling something, but we just don't know yet.
And then,
you know?
I mean, is the dice just for out of convenience? Why is there dice in it?
Yeah, and you can't really. It's not like you can do anything with it because you can't see the die when you've.
No.
You shake it around, then you set it down. Can't see the die. Are you to assume it's always 7? 7 isn't even a die.
I mean, it
number.
Looks like something out of some old psychedelic 60s movie or something.
Yeah, this is an omen of some sort.
Oh, you think it's an omen?
Yeah, I think if you were to, I mean, if you imagine waking up and this thing's sitting like in the middle of your floor in your bedroom,
right,
and you've never seen it before,
I would freak out.
Right, exactly. You'd go,
it would probably mean like an omen in the sense that my child will be the devil,
or just something bad. Maybe McDonald's took the nuggets off their dollar menu.
Wow.
Oh,
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
I'd be a millionaire if it wasn't for them fat cats in Washington. I build up strength by punching birds. They don't fight back.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Freshman year of college, my roommate did the chew or the spit, whatever they call it.
Chew, yeah.
And he would spit into a Snapple bottle.
Yeah.
Which kind of looked like iced tea, and he kept it in the fridge.
Oh, why did he keep it in the fridge?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he chilling his excess saliva?
I don't know
saliva?
Why it was in the fridge, right? It doesn't make any sense.
No, that's totally, I don't even think.
It would be no benefit to anyone.
No, even other chewers would be like, what?
I think it was just to get it out of the way. But point being, I would always go in there and be like, ooh, Snapple.
Oh, dear God.
Granted, you know, I never got to the point of, I mean, I wasn't an idiot, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
that would have been a horrible, 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 horrible mistake.
Yes, indeed. I think that you would have probably noticed when you took off the cap and smelled, breath plus tobacco.
Yeah.
You would have been like, well, is that what Snapple tea smells like?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't remember. It actually probably does smell
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes it does smell kind of bad.
Pretty artificial. So.
But hopefully, one would hope I would be able to make that judgment call in a snap.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, should I eat it or not? No. Yes.
Yeah. You know? Well, Snapple is only 1% juice, so I can see the
sure.
I can see the confusion.
And it's 99% full of nicotine.
Yeah, 99% nicotine, 1% juice.
Right.
That's actually what it says on the back of Snapple iced tea bottles. 99% nicotine. It goes down thick. It's quite awful.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
If I really need something, I sells me teeth. I go for the ones in the front. It ain't pretty, but them front ones ain't for chewing. My recipe for beans is open one can of beans.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
So your new nickname is Hutch.
Hutch?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You need a nickname. You don't have one.
I don't have one, actually. That's true.
So now I have one, Hutch.
Hutch?
Yep.
All right. Sweet.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's your nickname.
Have you told other people about this?
All of them.
Oh. Somebody did yell Hutch at me on the street today. I was like,
they did,
what
right?
The hell is that?
Yeah.
My name's not Hutch.
That's because that's your name.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I got a nickname for you as well, then.
I don't want a nickname.
Oh. Well, you're going to get one, and it's Blinky.
Okay, well, it's accurate. I blink.
It's because you blink.
I don't blink more than a normal person, though.
No, I didn't say. The name does not imply that you blink more. It just implies that you blink.
I do blink. Well,
yep. It's a factual.
I think it implies, though, it gives one the impression I blink too much, which I don't.
Well, you'll just have to continuously re-explain yourself.
I may kind of blink. I think I blink less than normal.
Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it actually
people usually
means please blank. Like
unnerved blanky. By my constant stare.
You stare a lot. It's true. You're constantly staring into space.
I would call it gawking.
Yeah, you're raising your eyebrows. Like everything is very, like you're nervous.
Yeah.
It's like very wide-eyed. My whenever you do that, my pets run away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like danger is coming.
Like a storm is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Storm. The storm of me.
Yeah.
All right, Blinky's fine then.
Okay, so just go Blinky and Hutch.
Yep. It's the Blinky and Hutch show.
Awesome. Can we get audio of you blinking? Or maybe one of those cartoon blinking sounds. Like,
here, let's try to record.
Boing, boing.
Try to record me blinking here.
It's a loud blink.
it's
ridiculous.
I have very large eyes.
Yeah, good Lord. It's like, that was far louder than I expected it to be.
Yeah, right?
We don't even need
pretty,
that boing, boing sound.
Pretty impressive.
Sound like someone walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you have an eye socket problem.
Maybe you were onto something with this Blinky.
Yeah, it's Blinky and Hutch.
Good call, Hutch.
Thanks.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hickory sticks.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Hobo Jones.
Episode 16, cut off and put inside something.
Oh, that sounded dirty.
Yeah, like I meant a trunk.
Don't you really mean, what? You mean the trunk?
The trunk of a car.
Trunk of a car.
Yeah, cut the episode off, put it in the trunk of a car, driving it off a cliff.
Right, just like Thelma and Louise.
Yep, into like the ground.
Right.
Like,
someone the other day told me that this was the Thelma and Louise of podcasts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before. Like, accurate. We're always on a collision course.
Yeah, and we're just, like, two, like, you know...
Well-to-do ladies?
Well-to-do ladies on the run.
Yeah, just...
From the law.
Not caring what... Not letting the man keep us down.
But, like, audio form.
Right. Audio only.
Yeah. I like it. I think we should put that on the website.
The Thelma and Louise of podcasts?
Right.
I'm all for it. At this point, as long as it's not the shit of podcasts, then I'm cool with just about any label.
Okay, let's stick it on
there. Thelma & Louise podcast. Can we make up our own versions of that? Can we give our own positive feedback? Is that not allowed?
Believe that's not allowed.
Oh.
In general, that's not what you do. But why? We're trendsetters, so it's just
that's true. So if we can't do it, then hopefully more people will send feedback.
It was pretty subtle, wasn't it?
Hold on, let me try it again. Sean, did we get enough feedback last week to satiate our feedback needs?
Not nearly enough.
Well, perhaps someone will send us more feedback.
If only.
Hoping. I'm going to hope from now on.
Yeah, until. You're not supposed to read that line.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Why did we write it 6 times?
Yeah, I don't know how hoping was going to sound, but
yeah.
All right. Well,
So
there we go.
Yeah, people should send feedback at the website, you know. And we appreciate it. We read all of it. We respond to it, and feedback equals happiness for us.
It does.
So, and subscribing equals happiness for other people. These are all like it's coming together.
Yeah.
It's coming together. It's all math. So, it's good. This is episode 16, the Garrett Murray podcast, and the Garrett Murray podcast is still sponsored and hosted by Segment Publishing.
That's excellent.
Yeah, they are still good guys, and they still have crazy fast things, servers, I guess they call them. I don't claim to know these things. I have a coin slot and a box, and I just stick a coin in, plug the microphones directly into it, and out pops a podcast.
This is a vibrating bed, Garrett.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's what's awkward. But they do good work.
Yeah, and, so for excellent hosting, segpub.net. And thanks for listening. And I think this is the end of the show, Sean.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here then.
Yeah, all right. And I'm just going to go to sleep right here on the desk.
Have fun with that.
Check you later.
I said I wanted a mochaccino. No, this is a cappuccino. Mochaccinos have chocolate in them. You let me have it. Ow.